In 2016, a group in Ohio became increasingly alarmed about the discord that was occurring. Yvonne Boyd is one of the ambassadors for the program.
They realized there was a lot of polarization that was related to the election and just in general, the rancor that was happening in the country. And they assembled 10 Trump voters and 10 Hillary voters in a room and ran a workshop that was based on therapy guidelines.
Using these same principles, the organization began holding workshops throughout the country. Sandy Weston moved to Richland a year ago and saw that no one was doing this type of work in the Tri-Cities. After meeting virtually, she's coordinating an in-person gathering on Saturday.
I saw that the way was clear to just have an introductory event, a possibility for people to come in person to hear people speak who have experience with Braver Angels and its communication skill building work.
Their mission is to depolarize the country, one small group at a time. Each interaction, she says, encourages more people to join.
When I was in high school, I noticed the masthead on the Oregon Journal, which my family took, was a quote from Voltaire. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
That statement has aided Weston throughout her life and informs her work with Braver Angels. The workshops are available online as well, and they offer many types of skills building and communication type events, including their red and blue events. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.